The Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, welcome to the show.
I plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish.
Here I am, James Kelso in North Dakota in our live Sunday extravaganza. 2 full hours of excitement. You're invited to participate. Most of the excitement is you, after all. And the only people we are trying to get excited are you. I generally need to be calmed down a little bit. I need to start shows. Most of the shows I probably should start calm, so that by the end of the show I'm bouncing off the ceiling. If I start the show that way, well, look out. Here I am. I was just thinking to myself, have you ever watched those? I'm just thinking of E-Power Biggs. Let me just look him up here. Why am I thinking about E-Power Biggs? Was he the organist in the Mormon Tabernacle? Let me just try to think. Let me see if I am remembering him incorrectly. Well, anyway, I'm thinking of these great organists like E. Power Biggs seated at their multiple consoles, multiple keyboards. That's sort of what I have here. I have different keyboards and different screens. And one of the things that happens to me in the course of every show is I'll be typing away on one keyboard, but it's the wrong screen. So I'm typing away. But anyway, any event, I get it straight. Where was E. Power Biggs? Why am I associating him with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir? Well, anyway, I've actually been in there. If you haven't been to the Mormon Tabernacle in Salt Lake City, you ought to put that on your list of places to go if you're driving in that area. It's a remarkable thing to visit. Well, we've got 2 hours together today, and your call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'll endeavor to put you on the air. Anybody that's had a hard time getting on recently, cash in your rain check. We'll get you on sooner. And don't be shy about squawking to the engineer. I can lose track. So if I've ignored you, or you've waited on the line, or you missed a dentist appointment because I kept you waiting too long, let me know. And have no shyness about squawking to the engineer. I will listen to the engineer. The engineer, he breaks right in and tells me I've got a caller who I did not see. Let me go down and find this caller. Chris, near Las Vegas. Well, let's not even start with any logs on the fire. Let's start with Chris on the fire. Chris, you're on the air.
Why, thank you so much, James. Hope you had a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a great new year to come in 2019. But I thought I might share
But let me accept your fine Christmas greeting. I'll tell you what a couple of things I did right for Christmas here with my family. I made sure I had some, I don't know whether it's spruce or fir, whatever that wonderful Christmas tree scent is. I made sure I had plenty of that Christmas tree wreath fir smell in the house. And the Then I also, another Christmassy thing I did, there are a lot of Scandinavians up here in North Dakota. 30% of the people are Norwegian of descent and 7% Swedish. So I made sure we were drinking a beverage from Sweden called Glögg, G-L-O with an umlaut over it, G-G, Glögg. And any of you Swedes out there that can perfect my pronunciation, go ahead. I've got Norwegian blood in me and some Swedish blood. I add some Danish blood, but so we enjoyed that. That's a cinnamon, clove, lemon, other spices in there, apple juice, and boy, that'll just, you take one sip of that and it knocks you right on your butt. And it's non-alcoholic, but boy, it sure clears your sinuses. And so it was, oh, and guess what? For Christmas, just to give you the Christmas scene up here in North Dakota, it's snowing right now. Snow is falling. And we have a nice, good pack of snow already. I had to dig my car out yesterday. Actually, a snow shovel wouldn't do. There was so much snow and it was so heavy. I had to use a garden shovel to get my car out of the snow so I could actually drive out. And so it was really a nice Christmas up here in the least visited state in America. And the coldest state in America. And for any of you who want to come up here, I'll say this, Chris, if anybody's looking for a place to relocate, wherever you are, if it's just not working out, consider North Dakota. It's a heck of a good place. I guarantee you there's a job waiting for you in North Dakota. It's the best state in America to be looking for work. It's the only state in America for all you attorneys out there. If you're an attorney, the state of North Dakota will pay you a sort of bounty. They will pay you a job incentive bonus. They'll pay you a bonus to relocate to North Dakota. It's significant. It's like $20,000. Have you ever heard, Chris, of a place that was short on attorneys?
Well, that's a pretty unknown concept in America with the thousands of bar agents. In fact, that's part of what I was going to call about this morning.
Yeah.
First, I want to compliment you on the wisdom of improving the ambiance, the environmental conditions at your home by adding the smell that emotes the sugar plums of Christmas in one's head by the smell of the hearth fires and the boughs and sprigs of fir trees that you so wisely adorned your home with. I really think it's a great concept.
Yeah, and it's for me and my wife, but for the our 7-year-old and 7-year-old son and 13-year-old daughter, that's their memory. They'll carry that memory of this is what Christmas, this childhood Christmas and the snow, and you make sure we get them out in the toboggan and run them around. It's real flat in North Dakota, so we have places where you can go down the hill, but in the yards right around our house, what I do is I just put the kids in the toboggan and then like a mule, I run around.
And pull them. I think I was in your great state of North Dakota in Bismarck, I think it was, the state house there a few years ago, promoting some new forms of blackjack games for the casinos with betting options expanded for the Indian casinos in particular.
However, to give you an idea, I was filling in what is North Dakota like demographically? North Dakota, the gene pool that built this state is 50% German. And boy, is it German up here. And you actually have people in North Dakota who you will see them in the store. You'll see a group of people next to you shopping who have little caps on. The ladies have little caps on their hair. Beautiful people, beautiful ladies. And they have obviously hand-sewn dresses that they've made themselves and, that go to the floor. And the men sport beards and suspenders and are usually big guys with boots on. And if you get a little close to them, you hear they're talking in German. They're actually speaking German. Here in North Dakota. Well, yes, these are Deutsch. These are Deutsche. And so we have plenty of Germans up here, most prominently the Hutterite community. They're wonderful, very successful, very affluent farmers who are reproducing wonderfully and expanding their colonies. They call them colonies all over North Dakota. So you can do that. You can practice your German up here. 30% of the people are descended from Norwegians, 7% Swedes. And then that leaves, what does that leave? That's 87% there. All the rest is with one. Well, it's, you know, English and, you know, Dutch and so on, all these other things. And then there's a couple percentage points of American Indians. And so there are some reservations up here. How are the Indians doing? If you're an Indian, hey, this is a great place to be an Indian. You're rich. You're rich the day you're born, because a third of the oil in North Dakota is under Indian land. And they get all those, not all, but they get a big chunk of the royalties on all that oil. So you get a check in the mail. How do they say in the rock and roll song? Money for nothing and chicks for free.
Chicks for free. Dire Straits.
Okay. All right. I've thrown you off the track here.
No. That was my good looking back observations and memories and clarification of the demographics of North Dakota, which I wasn't aware of, but I would be intrigued to visit again under those informed consent and knowing what the constituency is.
Yeah, and it's very, pardon the pun here, this German's question is very germane, because the, because folks, we, you know, I talk about the fact, this is one of the themes of this program, we've got two Americas, not one. And, you know, possibly more than two Americas, but we have a great, for sure, we've got two just really different countries. And for the first time in American history, they now are reflected pretty accurately in the two political parties. So there is traditional European America that loves the fur and the, you know, the nog and all this other stuff and the Christmas. That's us. That's the audience for the show. Then there's the other America, which is the multicultural, the wonderful world of diversity, which is flooded in from everywhere, most prominently Mexico and Central America. And then you've got, the Indians are flooding in here, Chinese. That's the other America. And then joining that other America, there are some delusional Europeans, like Elizabeth Warren, like Pocahontas. You know, Pocahontas is so committed to diversity that she actually fantasized herself into an Indian. Her DNA test came back, you know, it's zero. It's zero, Elizabeth. And in fact, her ancestors are like mine. They are Puritan pilgrims at Plymouth. She has a wonderful family tree. I don't know why she needed to make herself into an Indian. No aspersions on Indians. Boy, I'll tell you this.
I can stretch your memory if you like, James.
You know, but hang on to that thought. Let me. You've got a better mind than I do, so I got to say it while I still have it on the tip of my tongue. To make a compliment to our Indian co-countrymen, there was an Indian who was the son of an Indian chief named David Yeagley. Some of you may have run into David Yeagley. Unfortunately, he died young. And he was in Oklahoma. I got to meet him a couple of times. But David Yeagley really admired white patriots. And he had wonderful things to say about you folks out there that are Europeans who are patriots. And he said, what you're doing is right. And he said, in fact, what you are doing is what my people did. When somebody tried to move in on our land, what did we do? We fought you. We shot arrows at you. And, you know, we waved tomahawks at you. We fought you because we were not going to move off our land without a fight. So we were not delusional. We were patriotic. We were nationalists for our Indian tribes. But here's the beautiful part of what he said. And guess what? You guys beat us. We fought you and you beat us, And then he said, and you also brought us some gifts that are just, you know, incredible, like civilization and the whole thing. So he said, those of you that are fighting now, he said, I wish you white people would fight. People are moving in on you. They're trying to push you off your land. This is your land now. And what in the land, you know, reserved to Indians, literally, in reservations, is, like, as I say, in North Dakota, I'd love to be in the economic situation of a North Dakota Indian right now. But he said, I wish you people would fight. Don't roll over. Don't be an Elizabeth Warren pretending you're an Indian. Don't be a multicultural diversity person and so on. Defend your land. Defend your people. It's what we Indians did. And by the way, notice that even to this day, certain tribes among the Indians have, in fact, preserved their tribes. They have preserved their identity, and they don't want to be one of the problems they have, like up here in North Dakota. A bunch of Mexicans are trying to move onto the Indian reservations and say, I'm an Indian. You know, look at me. Look in the mirror. Look at me. I'm an Indian. And the Indians, the true Indians on the reservations are saying, no, you ain't, buddy. Get out of here. I don't care. You're from Guadalajara. You're from Tampico. You are not an Indian. Well, but I'm an Amerindian. Yeah, oh, good for you. You're an Amerindian. You're not part of our tribe, so get out of here. You're just trying to horn in on all of our goodies. And hit the road, Jack. And that's what David Yeagley was saying. Come on, you Europeans. Tell these other people to hit the road, Jack. This is your country. Now go ahead.
Well, if you don't mind, James, I certainly admire my brother, my First Nation tribal brother from Oklahoma, where I'm from, David Yeagley's position that Americans really need to stand up and defend and repulse this invasion that's coming through America from multiple different locations, south of the border, apparently across the waters, and from the north of the borders. This is an invasion, USA. This is a terror van, not a caravan, because these are revolutionary terrorists disguised as migrants. I would go back to Elizabeth Warren's comment and about her in particular. If you recall, she became an Indian whenever they discovered, or she discovered, or her law students discovered, there was a special proviso at Harvard Law for Indians to jump ahead of the rest of the people applying to get her a special appointment, an acceptance, and perhaps even a free ticket so she could get her law degree at Harvard Law and gain that auspicious practicing member of the bar union position so she could vault ahead of all the other people that were trying to go through there in the logical sequence of assessment. So she's just been a special advantage taker to her own self-interest, irrespective of others' rights she was violating on the way of stomping on and pushed to get to the top.
Yeah, and speaking of Indians and academia, I'm just looking at the David Yeagley's bio. He was born in 1951, just 3 years after I was, and died in 2014, too young. Let's see, how old was he when he died? He was 62. That's way too young. He was a Comanche, a classical composer, a conservative political writer, an activist born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, a great-great-grandson of the Comanche leader Bad Eagle, who lived from 1839 to 1909, earned a bachelor's degree from Oberlin Conservatory, a Master of Arts from Emory, an artist diploma from the University of Hartford, Hart School of Music, and a doctorate from the University of Arizona. He was the first American Indian ever admitted to the Yale Divinity School, where he earned a Master of Divinity degree. This guy kept himself busy. He did graduate work at Harvard, but did not earn a degree. He was a Ford Fellow and a Kellogg Fellow. And he was a writer for the right-wing online Front Page magazine. And he filed a lawsuit against One People's Project, which he won in a certain case against them. Died from cancer, sadly, in 2014. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned and stay with us, Chris.
Thank you very, very much. Will.
Sure.
Don't the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. And we're privileged to have Chris on the phone with us here near Las Vegas. And by the way, folks, speaking of Las Vegas, bear in mind that offer of a commander membership. I've got my card right here in my pocket. Probably shouldn't carry it around with me all the time. I'm sure I can renew it easily out there at the front site training institute out there, just an hour, less than an hour west of Chris. And that is the fantastic self-defense training facility in all forms of self-defense. Hand weapons, firearms, hand-to-hand defense, and it's all out there, and it's the best in the world. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but I think I heard it that I know it was a $500 one-time contribution to RBN to get that commander membership last year, a year ago when I got mine. I think it's $400 right now.
That's what I heard John Stettmiller say also. The people from Frontside endorsed it. I guess that they haven't had as large a response as they had hoped for. And by lowering the price to get more money to keep RBN fueled and supported to go forward in the coming year, they have reduced it a little bit to make it more affordable for anybody that may have been financially challenged.
Yeah, $400 does seem like a smaller, effort than $500. But gee whiz, folks, I'm telling you, this is not a joke. It's not make believe. This card that I'm holding right now in my trembling hand is James Kelso, Commander, and it's got my 7-digit membership number, and the says member since 2018. Front Sight Firearms Training Institute. I walk into any Front Sight facility and flash this card, and I'm a VIP right there. You know, I comb my hair and flash this card, and I'm a VIP. And it's
you
all
are
free.
Well, you are VIP, James.
There's a range of opinion on that. But the folks, it's all free. You know, this is like you talk about, you know, that casino where the high roller walks in and, you know, it's all comped. You know, your room is waiting for you, Mr. Kelso. The buffet is waiting for you, et cetera. Well, that's what you are. And how could you become a VIP at a world-class thing? And it's not a casino. This is a firearms training institute where, you know, you've been wanting to become really competent. Like, what's the point of having a couple really good self-defense weapons if you don't know how to use them? John Stapmiller makes that point in one of his advertisements. You know, if you don't have the mental understanding of what you're doing, your $800 rifle is really, might actually be a problem. So you can get all that knowledge very quickly. It's not macho at Front Sight. But in spite of that, it's not macho. So it fits you, whoever you are, kids, ladies, guys, non-military. But it is world class because SWAT team members go there to train. SWAT teams are sent there, folks. Special forces go there to train because the training is so good. And it is not a boot camp. So it's the customer is right, and they're there to serve you. So for $400, the membership is real. It's for life. And some of you are going to live a lot longer than I will. Hey, it's an even better deal for you. But hey, even for us oldsters, you get to leave this card in your membership to your designated heir. And I've already got mine picked out. So, whoa, that's, my gosh. And as far as I understand, I'm not saying this is true, but it might be true. That heir may be able to leave it to his or her heir. I mean, it might be an eternal card. So $400. And then, and if this were offered for $400 cash, you just had to buy it for $400. Oh, God, it would be the best deal in town. But it's not $400 in cash. It's in return for a $400 contribution to your favorite radio, Patriot Radio Network. Whoa! Gee whiz! So, if you've got the $400, if you don't have it, well, but if you've got the $400, this is such a great investment. And then another thing that Chris will tell you about, folks, if you've never been to Las Vegas, it's about the easiest city in America to get to. Because it's an airline hub, and air travel to Las Vegas is cheap. It's subsidized by the casinos and by the entertainment venues there. They want you to come to Las Vegas, so they have deals with the airlines whereby you can get super cheap flights to Las Vegas, and it's a great place. Nevada is a really fun place. Going out to Boulder Dam. What a sight if you've never seen that magnificent piece of 1930s engineering that was built by Europeans, by the way. Go look at the pictures of the crews that built Boulder Dam. A lot of them from Oklahoma, Chris. We'll be right back, folks.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is...
Hey, we're back, folks.
Hitting roadblocks.
If you want to call
in,
800-313-9443. And we're going to get to Trump here in a bit. I'm kind of enjoying just the interlude here between Christmas and New Year's and talking just a little bit of conversational talk here about I promoted the scene out there in front sight firearms training in Nevada. Let me go back to North Dakota. Kind of fill out that story a little bit. I know about 20 people who've moved, relocated to North Dakota because of my pitch for how good it is up here in North Dakota on the radio. And I don't want to, you know, it's a big deal to move, pull up stakes. So I don't want to overhype something. So I can tell you that what I'm saying is true. So I'm going to just go over just for a second here, Chris, the positives and the negatives about North Dakota in case you're thinking about... Yeah, in case you're thinking about, I don't know what the situation is where you are, but I know there are some places in America where the situation is intolerable. The neighborhood has gone into the toilet. It's dangerous. It's not a good place to raise kids and so on, et cetera. And so there are a bunch of people in America who pretty much have to pull up stakes. So you got to pick somewhere to go. And let me tell you the pluses and minuses of North Dakota. Let's start with a big plus. Jobs. Oh, my. Well, wait, let's see. Go even better. Even better than jobs, the people. Those 50% German, 30% Norwegian, 7% Swedish, the whitest state in America, along with, we're in a kind of a neck-and-a-neck race with West Virginia for whitest state in America, but 95%+. That's the biggest plus if you're a European who wants to live in a European world. How do you get a European world? Well, if you live in the middle of Europeans, it's so elementary. It's multiculturalism is so brain dead. Then the next positive for North Dakota, jobs. Oh, my goodness, folks. This state is in a boom. Thanks in part to Donald Trump. The oil patch, they call it the oil patch here, is on the verge of surpassing Texas as the greatest oil-producing state in America. We're almost there. Now, this is, population-wise, only 700,000 people. This is a tiny state population-wise compared to big, vast Texas. So that's the same amount of oil divided up among a much smaller number of people. And those royalties from all that oil, they go to our government, which pays for our schools. And so the jobs in the oil patch, there are good jobs in the oil patch. Are you a truck driver or thinking of getting a truck license? Well, you couldn't find a better place to be a truck driver. $10,000 sign-on bonus, very common. Are you in, and this is a great truck driving state, flat as a pancake. Straight as an arrow. Good place to drive your truck. Are you a nurse or in the healthcare field? Hey, $10,000 sign on for a nurse. $10,000 sign on if you're not even licensed yet as a nurse. You've just finished your training. You haven't got your license yet. You come up here, a medical facility will guarantee you that they will get you your license and they'll give you that sign on bonus. All righty, thanks. Thanks, engineer. So that's examples there of great jobs up here, great people. Oh, let's go to the negatives now. You say to yourself, brr, I can't move to North Dakota. This place is a refrigerator up there. Well, who would you think? Let me just give you myself as a case study. Who do you think would be the least likely guy to find North Dakota's climate fun to live in? The least likely guy. I would suggest a guy who grew up from the time he was a little boy in the waves in Malibu. I would say that's your least likely guy to say, you know what, I like it in North Dakota. And that's your least likely guy to leave Malibu, 365 days a year of great weather and ocean you can swim in your swimming suit all year. Well, guess who that guy is? Me. I grew up surfing, bodyboarding. From the time I was a little kid in Malibu, not just in Malibu, we lived over the sand in one of those houses that are on phone pole stilts. And in a storm, the waves would actually come up under the house and you could hear the surf all night. I grew up listening to that surf as a little boy. I'm happy in North Dakota, and that's surprising to me. What happened to me is I came up here and married a pretty girl. And then I said, okay, honey, we're going to Malibu. We're going back to my place. And she said, well, no, we're staying here. And all you guys out there, you know the story there. So we stayed here. And I am amazed. I'm amazed. I thought maybe, after a couple of years, I'll take her back out to California. But you know what? I know I'm happier here. And so then the negative of the cold weather. It's no big deal. Spring, summer, and fall are fine. It's beautiful. The air is clear and fresh, and everything's green. It's wonderful. The winter, does it get cold? Oh, you bet. Coldest state in the union. Tomorrow, New Year's Eve. Now, this is a dramatic example. Tomorrow night, I'm looking at the forecast. The low is going to be -24. minus 24. You say to yourself, I couldn't live through that. Yes, you can, because do you think I'm broadcasting to you right now from a snowbank or from my car sitting out in the curb? No, I'm in my house. And guess what? The temperature in my house is the same as yours. And does it cost a fortune to heat my house? No, I have a big old 100-year-old house. No, it's not expensive at all. Natural gas is cheap up here. So I'm just as comfortable sitting here in my studio as you are, wherever you are. If you're in Malibu, and my air is fresher than yours. And then we're going to have a heat wave coming up on Thursday. It's going to be school starts again. We're going to have a high of 33 degrees and a low of 19. And you say to yourself, that's cold. 33 degrees is cold. Once you move up to North Dakota, folks, you will find that when it turns 33 degrees, you go outside in a t-shirt. And it feels hot. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding about the adaptability and the strength of the human organism. 33 degrees will be a heat wave on Thursday. And so it doesn't need to be 80 degrees for you to be comfortable. It's really nice up here. And so anyway, there you go. There's my pitch on North Dakota. Come on up. Now we got some more callers. Chris, let me say goodbye to you. Do you want to give a parting thought to our Trump family here?
Yeah. I'd actually called to let you know that Trump is under bar war attack, and the left-wing extreme Democrat Party is being obstructionist, and anything that Trump is for, they're against, even if they were before it. They were for a wall before Trump was before the wall. Now they've reversed their position. That's James 1:8. A double-minded man is of unsound mind and uncertain in all his ways. And so they are showing their extreme anti-Trump, anti-American true colors to the American people, showing how bizarre their positions are.
Yeah, and you're going back to that theme of two Americas. They, folks... Here's the, you know, I mean, you all know this better than I do, so I probably am, you know, repeating things for you. But what is so revolutionary about Donald Trump, and what is so impossible and beautiful in all of our lives? Here's a guy who actually is part of our America. I mean, you know, stock and barrel. Donald Trump is an American. He's like us. He thinks as we do. John in Missouri said it best. He said, what is Donald Trump? He's the first real American president. And this is intolerable to these people who are of unsound mind, as you say, Chris. So for them, they've got to destroy this man. They've got to rub him out. They've got to tie him down and harass him. That's what he said in his recent tweet. We'll go to his recent tweet.
My comment, James, is Trump is one of the few that we've had that was not a bar attorney that's in the office, because we're tired of bar attorneys being in the office because they have other worldly interests than American, and that is the rub they have with Trump. He's not part of their secret club, and therefore he's against them, not with them, and that's why they're fully against him. The anti-Trump movement is going to be the fall of the Democrat Party. Thank you so very, very much. God bless America. We love this country. We want it to stay American, not become foreign.
Well, God bless you, Chris. Thank you. Along Chris's lines there, folks, realize this. You ask yourself, I'm reading a book. I got some good books in the mail here yesterday. I'll tell you what I'm reading. Trump's Enemies by Corey Lewandowski and David Bossi. You've seen them interviewed on Fox. They're on Fox a lot. I hope they get their own show. They are so good. Remember, Corey Lewandowski was the campaign manager for Donald Trump in the initial stages of his primary campaign. And I kind of wish Donald Trump had kept him on, and maybe Donald Trump is thinking that too. But Donald Trump gave an exclusive interview, the first one for purposes of a book. This is the first interview that Donald Trump gave to book writers for a book about Trump. And it's called Trump's Enemies. It is a great book, and it makes the point that Chris just made. And one of the things to remember, folks, is that all these people around Donald Trump, you might be throwing your hands up saying, why does Donald Trump appoint people like, who is that horrible guy that got appointed, Cohn? What's Cohn's first name? Gary Cohn? All these people who are really deep state people who don't believe in what Trump believes in. Somebody, a caller yesterday mentioned that what's-his-face's general, Mad Dog Mattis, voted for Hillary, I think. I think he said he voted for – why does this happen? Well, consider this. All these – the deep state, all these people in Washington are deep – they're all – just about all of them are members of the deep state. If they go to work in the Trump White House here or wherever they are, in the media, in an organization, in a bureaucracy, in a agency, here's what they're doing. Here's their psychology. They're tapping their feet waiting for Trump to be gone. So if you're an attorney, Chris just mentioned attorneys. If you're an attorney, how are you thinking? I mean, not you guys out there, our audience, patriots. You're thinking about our nation, and you're not thinking about your career primarily and exclusively. But most people are, especially these attorneys. So they're thinking, well, let's see. Let me look at my watch here. When is Trump going to be gone? When's Trump going to leave the scene? And then I'm going to resume my career and my advancement. And so they're thinking in terms of, after Trump, what can I do? Let's say if I can do a little damage to the Trump administration, I'll be in good graces after Trump leaves. They certainly don't want to get on the Trump train, because then they're writing their ticket out of the legal establishment. And they're thinking, you know, if somebody's 45 years old, he's thinking, I'm going to spend another 20 or 30 years in the legal establishment after Trump. Trump will be gone, and we'll be back to business as usual. And my bread ticket will be Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan and the establishment Republicans and Democrats, the one party, the uniparty. So anyway, that comes out. And another book I'm reading is Tucker Carlson's Ship of Fools. This is a very hot selling book. And a wonderful book by Tucker Carlson. He's a brilliant guy. And Tucker Carlson, like all of us, is developing, evolving. His understanding is growing. So this is a great book. And Tucker Carlson really gets it on Donald Trump. So I like this one. I'll be bringing a lot to you from this book. And then another, third great book. War with Russia. War with Russia, question mark, by another brilliant man, Lewandowski, Bossy, Carlson, Stephen F. Now, these are all right-wingers, these guys. Here's a guy who's a liberal, Stephen F. Cohen. Interesting middle name, Frand, F-R-A-N-D. Stephen Frand Cohen, War with Russia, question mark. This book is equally brilliant with these other two. And is this book needed? And I hope Donald Trump has got a copy in the Oval Office. I hope he's reading it. This guy, it says, the subtitle is From Putin and Ukraine to Trump and Russiagate. And he's listed, the Chronicle Review says of this book on the front cover, the most controversial Russia expert in America. Well, why is he controversial? Oh, for the same reason Alan Dershowitz is. He's got integrity. That makes you very controversial in deep state America. This guy, Stephen Cohen, has integrity coming out of his ears. And he's got expertise and professional understanding. Deep, brilliant, historic understanding of Russia. It's an easy book to read. It's 224 pages. And you will learn so much that you didn't know. I'll give you just a few highlights. Putin, bad guy? No. Good guy? Yes. And Stephen Cohen will show you why. Is the controlled media at war with Vladimir Putin and constantly misportraying him, demonizing him? Yes. Cohen will show you how. Authoritatively. He's not just an opinion piece writer. He's not, you know, he's not, what's that famous saying? I can't say it all because it's a little vulgar. It's like a certain body part. Everyone has one. Everyone has an opinion. But this guy's opinions are worth listening to. because they are very, very informed. He gives you the true history about Ukraine. Like, what's going on in this conflict with you, between Ukraine and Russia? Are the Ukrainians like the good guys here? No. Is Putin a bad guy here? No. Very interesting what's going on in Ukraine. And the let's see, what are some of the other things you can take away? Is Putin a man for peace? Yes, he is. And the title, War with Russia, question mark. It sounds insane. But remember, as Chris said, he was quoting, was it Job you were quoting? I forget what the biblical reference was. But these people are of unsound mind. They are of unsound. They are morally depraved. They do want war. We'll be right back after this break.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356. 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
We're back,
of being
folks.
Sick and tired.
We've got a couple callers on the line. Let's see here. Up in the cold up here with me, Jerry in Minnesota, and then George in Texas, and Joe in Indiana. Let me get to them before I go. I'm going to go to this third book, War with Russia, question mark. I want to share some things from this with you. It's such a – oh, you want to get a copy of this book. war with Russia, question mark. Let's go to, so I'll come back to it. Jerry, up here in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yes. Yes, I was calling about North Dakota.
Yes.
Okay. In Minnesota, we got a study group that follows Ralph Winterold, and we had a case in Fergus Falls. So I drove up there, and I thought, man, all those smart people from North Dakota will be jammed in the, well, big disappointment. Nobody from North Dakota showed up to see Ralph.
Oh, well, shame on us. Shame on us.
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe they're staying underground. That's fine. I love North Dakota, and particularly their thing with the Federal Reserve. I'm reading a book.
And by the way, let's come back to Medved. But Jerry in Minnesota, folks, just made a mention about North Dakota and the Federal Reserve. Here's another attraction of North Dakota. This is the only state in America with a state bank that is not a part of the Federal Reserve System. Whoa, that's pretty neat. All taxes in North Dakota are banked at the Bank of North Dakota, which does all kinds of really neat things that you just dream a bank might do, like giving zero interest loans out to people for worthy causes in North Dakota. So that's kind of a neat thing. Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
It's no accident that North Dakota is kind of wise to the Federal Reserve. But, okay, I'm reading Right Turns by Michael Medved.
one of my favorite books. Okay, go ahead. Let him have it, Jerry.
Okay, so you straightened him out on Ayn Rand, all right? Well, you know, initiating in but what I want to say, I listened to your program a little bit. Well, who initiated the race war anyway? That's the question I'll ask you, and I'll let you give me an answer.
Okay, very, very good. You can stay on the phone here, Jerry. Now, the book that Jerry's referring to, folks, is an autobiography by Michael Medved, the very famous and extremely successful radio host and neoconservative leader in the Jewish community, Michael Medved. Now, I went to school with Michael Medved. I sat, you know, next to him in class. I was on the same debate team, the same quiz team. We were the two, I think we were probably the two biggest achievers or two brainiacs at Palisades High School, which is a very brainiac high school with a lot of national merit scholars. They're on the beach there in California, Malibu, basically. And so I grew up with Medved, and I was a John Bircher, and that was my start as a right winger, was as a John Bircher. And Medved, that's all he knew about me as a right winger, but he knew me as a right winger. His family, Michael Medved's family, emigrated from Tsarist Russia. Whoops, we'll come right after the break here. Stay with us, Jerry. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.